Buenos dias, welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Thank you so much for being here. I hope everyone had a lovely Valentine's Day. I hope everyone's having a lovely time celebrating Black History Month. If you're Black and you love your culture, Black History Month, you live it every day and not just in February. Welcome to another Wise Woman Wednesday, as I like to call it, the three W's, Wise Woman Wednesday. I take a nice deep breath and release all resistance to healing. I take a nice deep breath and release to all resistance to healing. I listen with love to my body's messages. This present experience is a stepping stone to a new awareness. My spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't quite expect. I know I am always safe. I am open and receptive to all good. I am open and receptive to all good. I deserve to live in an atmosphere of joy and acceptance. I would like to switch it up and start the episode with a card from Promises from God for Women. The card that I got from Barnes & Noble. So today they have a passage that says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength," Nehemiah 8:10. God has blessed me with a great friend, and for that I am thankful. I am thankful for you, my friend. I am thankful for everyone who tunes in every Wednesday to come hang out with me, to share experiences with me. I have an update this week about my reproductive system, right? Because I'm still experiencing pain. I'm trying to avoid taking pain medications every day, but boy, do I really wish, you know, do I really want them? You know, I've taken ibuprofen, Tylenol, what is the other one called? Gabapentin. My grandma gives me gabapentin, and so does my mom. My mom goes to DR, Dominican Republic, and whenever she goes down to her trip, she always gets me painkillers, because a lot of women experience the same thing that I do. And for some reason, my insurance does not cover ibuprofen over the counter, 600 milligrams. So I have to pay $30 in the pharmacy to get that. So instead of paying $30 to get over the counter medication, I just get my pain medication from DR. So let's try to recap this month, right? So I have an update on my health. I have been to the doctor 4 times this month. The month of love and friendship in Black History Month. I saw my primary care provider at the beginning of February. Then I did lab work on the second week of February. Then that same week, I went back to get the next banal removed from my left arm. Glory be to God. Today is my 6th day. Birth control free. Yay! Then, this week, I went to get a vaginal ultrasound. Now I just have to wait on those results. Now, I'm not pregnant, y'all. You know, sometimes people hear ultrasound and they're like, oh, pregnancy. No. They tested me and the results came back negative. They want to see what's going on with my uterus so that then we can make a decision on what type of surgery I want or need. They just want to see if there's nothing going on with my uterus. Anything, any type of growth or certain scary diagnosis that can happen with the uterus, or perhaps if the healing or the wound from the IUD removal last year, if perhaps that didn't, if it didn't heal, they're trying to find out what's going on. Now, the woman that was performing the ultrasound, she was super sweet, super nice. She kept walking me through it. Would you like me to insert it inside of you, or would you like to do it? And I was like, it's fine, I'm comfortable with you doing it. And she said, I have to put lube on it. It's going to be a little bit cold, just bear with me. She walked me through the whole thing. Now, I've been to many ultrasounds in my life because I have 2 children. And this is the nicest, most consensual ultrasound that I've ever had. She didn't hurt me. She was moving it in there and very gently. Her hands were like, how do I describe them? Feathers. There we go. I can't think of anything softer than feather. Her hands were very soft. She was very gentle. She didn't put any pressure on me. I've been through ultrasounds and they've made me very uncomfortable with the way they push my body and the way they push that thing in there to try to get an image. She didn't try to do that. She nicely explained to me every step of the way, if I'm hurting you, let me know. I don't want to hurt you. I'm just here to get images. It was lovely. I loved it. If I could leave a review for that woman online, I would leave a review, because that experience was it was good, y'all. It was good. I felt seen and heard and understood in just a 20-second procedure. She told me that my uterus is very far back, that she's able to get better images if she does an ultrasound on the outside. She just wanted me to have that piece of information just in case I have to get another ultrasound and the next person knows that they might face challenges trying to get images of my uterus if they go inside of me. Now, the doctor, after he removed the next one, my PCP, he told me that he hopes my period goes back to normal within 30 days. Now, if you have been with me in this journey, now this is my 110th day bleeding consecutively. No stop. There hasn't been no breaks, right? I'm buying a lot of feminine products, you know, tampons, pads. Matter of fact, I have to go today to go get more tampons because I'm running out, I'm low. I am still experiencing labor pain. If you haven't given birth, you don't know what I'm talking about. But let's put it this way. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being my very minimal pain, 10 being the worst pain you can experience, I'm at a 9. I'm at a 9. Every day I'm at a 9. And I don't say 10 because my body is somehow adapting and I'm used to the pain. I don't cry every day about the pain. It's very uncomfortable. Sometimes I have to stop, take a deep breath. Matter of fact, sometimes I have to do my box breathing. If you've ever been to therapy, you know what box breathing is. Or you don't even need to go to therapy anymore. You can look it up on Google. So the way I can explain box breathing is you take a deep breath in, you count to 4 seconds, you hold it for 4 seconds, then you exhale for 4 seconds, and you hold it for 4 seconds. So that's what box breathing is. Sometimes I have to do my box breathing, sometimes I have to lay down, sometimes I have to put a pillow under my lower back to kind of raise my abdomen a little bit. The heat pads, you already know everything I've said. The hot showers, the tea, the pain meds, the vitamins, the eating healthy, the fasting. I'm doing all of that, right? I am on day 22 of the 16-8 fasting method. Now, I'm still experiencing feeling impotent at times, and anger and sadness over this character development moment of my life. It's just, y'all, I promise you, I am making sure I am taking care of my health as much as I possibly can. And I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna get through this. I believe in God, although I haven't gone to church in a very long time. And I know this is for my greater good. I know the universe is working really hard for me to have the strength for something, you know. I don't know what it is I just know that someone out there might be learning from me. And if you're going through this, please go to the doctor and please try to do something about it, because I can't imagine anyone else on this planet feeling what I'm feeling. It's terrible. I hate it. I hate it. Being in my skin, being in my shoes, is not for the weary. It's not for the weary. I've gotten stronger day in and day out because I am showing up for myself. I've said this to you guys before. If no one else is going to show up for you, you have to show up for yourself. For me, it is what it is. there's no other option. I feel like I've been through worse. And if I made it through the trenches before, I can make it through this. Whatever battles I go through, however long they take, I'm gonna come up victorious on the other side. I don't care. It don't matter what anybody says to me. I do not take in negativity, and I do not take in other people's opinions when they don't believe that I'm gonna win no matter what. Now, I really hope no one is going through this. I really, really hope that no one is going through what I'm going through. If I can go back to when I was 18 and never put a birth control in my body, I would do it. I would go back and not put birth control and just find other ways to not get pregnant, because it has really messed up my body. I mean, I was hoping that when they removed it, that the bleeding would stop right away, and it didn't. It didn't. I mean, I don't mean to sigh, but I have to sigh. I have to take many deep breaths in and exhale deeply. If it's one thing this experience is teaching me, it's how to regulate my lungs or something. I feel like my lungs are the strongest they have ever been just going through this, you know? Trending topic. Today, I want to talk about this woman named Jasmine Moss from Memphis, Tennessee. She is an esthetician facing backlash for allowing her 7-year-old daughter to give Brazilian waxes on 24 women. The reason why people found this out is because, you already know, in today's society, people just love to post everything online. That's how she got caught. What happened to privacy? I don't know what's going on. You don't need to put your whole business out there. Yes, the women's areas were blurred or covered in some way, but you could still see that the little girl was wearing gloves, the women's had their legs spread, and just the intimate area was covered. But the top part, you could tell that it had been waxed, right? She posted images on Instagram. Hopefully, if you want to look for the story, you can find those images. But according to some people, she deleted those images off of Instagram and changed her name to something else. We don't know. I at least don't know what's the name of her new account. But my thing is, right, I agree with the many women that are saying the law enforcement needs to be involved, because this woman shared that her daughter is going to be an entrepreneur with her. I'm butchering the word. That her daughter was working with her from 7:30 in the morning till 5 p.m. She's breaking many laws here. First of all, no 7-year-old needs to be working for that long. We're not saying your child shouldn't be involved in your business. We're saying a 7-year-old shouldn't be touching anybody's genitals. Now, if it was men that were being waxed, the internet will do a riot. Violence will be involved. If it was to a man that is waxing with them, but because it was to women, some people are like, no, but I could see. No, thank you. I could never. Yes, my children will be involved in generational wealth, but they will not have to talk. They will not have to touch anybody's bodily fluids. They will not have to touch anybody's private areas. Never. As long as I exist, that's not going to be something I'm going to hand out to my kids. I'm not saying you should be ashamed if you're an esthetician. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a time and a place for everything. And in my opinion, please do not go attack this woman. I wouldn't go attack her, but I think it's disgusting. Children shouldn't be touching grown-ups in any private area, in any kind of scenario. That simple. It's disgusting. It is very disgusting. That little girl could have been there stocking products. She didn't need to be touching any grown woman area. She could have been putting more gloves in storage. She could have been replacing the wax. She could have been anything. I don't really know what kind of items they use for waxing, but any of the products that you use for waxing, she could have literally been doing the storage. That's it. I remember growing up, my grandma used to work in a salon doing hair. And I used to go do my hair, and she used to pay me to broom the hairs on the floor. And she used to pay me for fixing the rollers, disinfecting the combs and the brushes. She used to pay me to organize the towels. I never touched any of those women's cups, mind you. It's a head, right? It's not a general. My grandma never told me, let's blow dry this woman's hair, let's cut this woman's hair, let's wash this woman's hair, let's dye this woman's hair, let's perm this woman's hair. First of all, those are all chemicals. My grandma was not exposing me to no chemicals at no 10 years of age. It just wasn't gonna happen. It just doesn't make no sense to me. It's just, ain't no way, not in the deepest depth of hell will I ever allow my children to touch any female or male private parts. I don't care what you say, not for all the money in the world, it's not happening. Just so you know, females can be predators too, not just male. It's just, you know what it is? People don't report it. People don't report pedophiles enough, because if I found this lady's website and I walk into this, I make an appointment, I go to their address, I walk in there and she tells me, okay, you just have to lay down, remove your pants and your underwear and my daughter's gonna take care of you. I'm gonna turn around and say, excuse me. And then when I see this little girl in front of me, I'm walking out. There's no way I'm pulling my pants down, pulling my underwear down. Not even if the Brazilian wash costs $2. How cheap of a human being you gotta be to accept a $2 waxing job from a 7-year-old? Tell me, go ahead, I will wait. Because it is disgusting. Yes, I am judging you. The Bible says we shouldn't judge. Only God can judge, but I'm judging you. I'm judging you if you're accepting a 7-year-old doing a Brazilian wax job in your private part. Because people in TikTok, in the comments, were trying to defend, oh, but it's a woman, it's okay. Oh, but maybe it was a discount. You guys are sick and you guys disgust me. I'm not gonna get tired of saying it. My daughter has never shaved me or waxed me. My daughter hasn't needed ever to be anywhere near my bodily fluids or my or any kind of private area of my body. My daughter was barely breastfed. I breastfed that child for 3 months and then I gave up. I gave up because it was painful and I didn't know how to do it and I was not emotionally all there in the head. Okay, I breastfed her for 3 months. She cut my nipple because I didn't know how to breastfeed her. She cut my nipple, and on the way that nipple was healing, I decided to stop. The pain that I endured from that nipple being cut is one of the worst discomforts I have ever experienced, so I stopped. Then I told myself, deep within my soul, I said, if I ever have another child, I'm gonna learn how to breastfeed. I'm gonna have my mental together and it's going to be a different experience. I'm going to make sure that I don't let it get bad to the point where the sucking cuts my nipple. I'm gonna find a way to prevent that, because now that I know how that feels, lesson learned. I'm the kind of person that you don't gotta teach me something twice. I get it the first time. I'm not sure how everybody learns, but I know I'm a quick learner. I adapt quickly. I'm a problem solver. I'm a gamer, for God's sake. Anyone who's a gamer understands that everyone can solve any kind of maze or problem or quest differently. Everybody's mind is differently. Now, people do not understand that part of gaming. That gaming does open you up to thinking of ways of solving things to get to the end goal, to meet your target, to get the flag. Whatever game you get, there's always goals, right? So the gaming part of my brain always tries to find a solution to things. You might have not solved it the way that I did, But I solved it. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how you solve it as long as you solve it. Good people, just do better. If how vulnerable I was with you has helped you in any kind of way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new content every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope that you are too.